Arvo's with Tim Shield
on Double J.
I need to get your help with something, okay?
Yeah.
So, are you familiar with a German band called Rammstein?
I love Rammstein.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I am a Rammstein fan of sorts.
Do you know there's a new Rammstein album coming out? There's a new Rammstein album.
I was not aware of that.
No, you just made us aware of this.
Super exciting news for fans of Rammstein.
Du hast. So, that's one of my favorite tracks, Du hast.
It is. Yeah. I know, it's a very popular Rammstein track. So, we're a bit
dull.
Well, hang on. Yeah, you settle down there. We're a bit bummed at Double J because they've said, Rammstein have said they're not doing any press, so we can't do an interview.
I'm so jealous of them. No, I'm kidding.
They've basically done one interview with a German metal magazine called Metal Hammer.
Yeah.
And then they've sent
That's so metal.
They sent the transcript of that interview around to all of the press, like radio stations like us, and have just said, well, this is all you get. No time with Rammstein, no interview.
Huh.
So I thought Australian fans are so desperate to hear from Rammstein, and then you guys have come in today. It feels kind of perfect.
Yeah.
So I thought if we could just to throw those Rammstein fans a bone, maybe we could reenact the interview, except I would prefer if you could do this as Dragon Ball Z characters.
Yeah.
Sure. Yes. So
this is a legit interview, right?
This is a legit interview. These are their words. I will be playing the role of Thorsten Zahn from Metal Hammer Germany, the journalist.
One of my favorites.
And you'll be playing members of Rammstein. You'll be playing Vegeta, Chris.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you've mentioned that Goku's a bit out of your range.
I would love to do Goku, but my voice is up in my high register and it's just gone. But I can still do King Kai.
Okay, oh, so that'll even be funnier.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Okay, so here we go. This is I'll get the. This is that's their new track, by the way.
God, that chord sounds great.
I'll pop that underneath. I feel like I'm in a Dragon Ball Z interview.
I kind of want to listen to the track and not do this interview. That sounds great.
No, we're doing the interview. All right. Hold on. Okay. All right, you're on Double J this afternoon, and you are with Thorsten Zahn from Metal Hammer Germany. I've taken over from Tim Scheel, and it's my pleasure to welcome into the studio two of the members of Rammstein who are here to talk about their new album. So, guys, how did you motivate yourself to record another album after the long studio absence?
Well, it wasn't easy. When we go into a studio to write an album, it's not like something that takes, you know, a couple of weeks. We always think very carefully about whether we really have the strength and stamina to do it. It's always an adventure with us.
I understand the fans are maybe annoyed by the long wait, but to be really good, we need to take our time. A serious amount of blood, sweat, and tears has gone into this album.
Well, you also decided to go in a new direction for these recordings. How did that come about?
Well, we decided to step out of our comfort zone. For me, it felt like no one knows who we're supposed to be anymore.
No one!
That is when I realized, from an astrological point of view,
space,
Rammstein is fire, water, and earth at the same time.
Ooh.
So we tried to bring the air. You know, we were low on that.
That sounds a potentially explosive. You've been together as Rammstein now for so long. Do you still sometimes get on each other's nerves?
Oh, yes. That is definitely true for me. That has led to some situations where nobody in the band can stand me anymore.
No one likes you, Vegeta.
That's true. That has led to a lot of loneliness, no, and I have learned from it.
Right. And during that time, did you ever think about maybe giving up Rammstein?
Oh, of course. 100 times. Only one thing is certain. We are only being Rammstein because we really want to be.
Yes, that's true. Every so often we have these moments where we ask each other, what's important right now for each of us? What does the future have in store? Rammstein is not everything in our lives, nor should it be, you know?
Well, thank you so much for joining me on Double J today, members of Rammstein, a.k.a.
Yeah, good. Guten Tag. I mean, Dankeschön.
Final flash in Stein.
I feel like Rammstein would be very happy with that. I feel like maybe they'll rethink their decision not to do interviews.
Or they'll ask us to be the official voice for their
interview. Yes, I would love that.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. I would love that.
Music makes you.
I feel that it transports you to an otherworldly, kind of very deep down inside primal place.
I mean, if we'd had all this internet, digital stuff and social media, punk rock probably wouldn't have happened. I've got to be honest.
Double J.